Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. How do you overcome feeling like you need to do it all? Blogging, Facebook, Instagram, emailing your list. Does it ever end? Well, if you felt that way, then I'm excited to share with you the 4D productivity system to help you get more done in less time. Let's get started. Hey, Messenger, welcome to the Market Your Message Show. I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of the book Your Message Matters, and our goal here is simple. We want to help you rise above the noise and get paid for what you know. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the 4D productivity system for online entrepreneurs. In fact, here's what you're going to discover in today's episode. Number one, the number one thing you must do first before you ever think about outsourcing. Two, why you need to detach yourself from your business and what that actually means. Three, what the delegation matrix is and why I call it a game changer, and much, much more. But before we get into all that, let me tell you about our 10-page guide. If you're wondering, where do I start, Jonathan? I don't know my topic. I don't know who my audience is. I don't even know how to start an online business. Do I blog? Do I podcast? Do I do YouTube videos? If you have any of those questions, this is where you start. It's our 10-page guide called the Discover Your Message Blueprint. And we'll walk you through how to uncover your purpose, find your people, and discover your passion. So you can grab that by going to marketyourmessage.com/discover. Now, let me begin with a story. A little over 3 years into my blogging journey, I began to feel overwhelmed. I was trying to keep up with it all. I was blogging, thinking about starting a podcast. I was growing my email list. I was wanting to do an online course. And I had revenue coming in my business. And I remember one day I told my wife, I wish I could just like clone 10 of me. Because I promise you, I could keep all 10 of my clones busy. Have you ever thought that? Have you ever felt that way? Like there is so much to do and so little time to do it. Well, if so, I've got a simple system. Now that I've been doing this for over 11 years, through trial and error that I've been able to perfect, called the 4D system. It's called that because each point begins with the letter D, and it goes in the correct order that you need to start. So whether or not you've been in your online business for a year or two, or you're just kind of getting started, or you've been at it for 5 years and you just simply feel overwhelmed, this process will work for you. So let's start with the first letter D, and that is document. You have to document before you delegate. You never want to start by just, well, I'll just go hire someone and just start dumping a bunch of stuff off to them. You don't want to do that. You know why? Because I made that mistake. I remember going and hiring a virtual assistant and literally saying, I'm going to clone a mini me. That was a huge mistake for many reasons that we'll get into in just a minute. But what I had to do is I had to take a step back and say, why did that fail? And the reason it failed was not because of my virtual assistant. It was because of me. I had not first documented the recurring task in my business. So I sat down and I created this matrix. Because here's the big reason why we don't delegate is because we often think, well, I'll just go ahead and just get it done. I'll just go ahead and do it myself. It'll be much faster if I just take the 10 or 15 minutes now to do it than to try to document it and then teach somebody else, right? That makes logical sense. The problem is this. It's called death by a thousand paper cuts. And what that means is those 5, those 10, those 15 minutes a day suddenly overwhelm you. You have too many of them in your business, and you should be spending your time on more high-value activities. So the way out of this is awareness. But how do you create awareness? That was my big challenge. And I literally sat down and I created this. Now, this is not a mastermind scheme to overtake the universe. This is something I call the delegation decision matrix. And it doesn't look all that fancy, and I know it's a little bit confusing, but this was just an internal document for myself. Now, don't pay attention to anything on the right side of this map. I want you just to focus on the left side. So this is where I needed help. When a new thought or task or email came in, instead of doing it first, I needed to ask a question. And the magical question was this: has this happened before, or could it happen again? Meaning, is this reoccurring? If the answer was yes, then I had a follow-up question, which was, have you created a documented process for it? If the answer was yes, then I can go ahead and delegate it. If the answer was no, that means that either I needed to write down that I needed to create a video or some type of checklist for this, or go ahead and do it right now. Go ahead and record a video doing it. Now, I'll get more into the delegation in just a second, but that's where things need to start. You must first document before you delegate. Now, when you first begin doing this, it can feel like you're adding to your workload. And I get that. But the beautiful thing with documenting is you begin to create these checklists, these processes into your system. Because what you'll find is 90% of what you do online is repeatable. How you write and publish a blog post, repeatable. How you create a podcast, it's a process, right? It's a recurring process. How you do YouTube videos, how you email your list, how you create an online course, how you run a membership site, on and on it goes. You'll be surprised to find that 90% of what you do is repeatable. And if it's repeatable, if you get it down, get that checklist down either on a video or in a Google Doc, then you now have an opportunity to outsource. All right, so point one is to document. And that delegation decision matrix is creating an awareness of the stuff that's recurring. In fact, let me tell you a quick story because I think this will make sense. I used to mow my lawn a couple years ago and now have somebody that does that for me. But I used to every Saturday have to go and mow my lawn right next to a pond. We have a pond in our backyard, and right next to the pond is this big oak tree. And in the summer months, the leaves begin to get heavy on the branches and it leans over. And every Saturday when I would go around, try to mow around the edge of that, it would be frustrating because I'm practically falling in the pond. I'm trying to duck under the branches. I'm trying to move my mower through it. Finally, after weeks of battling this, I said I had it. I went to my garage. I had a tree trimmer, and I trim the lower branches of that tree and lifted it up high enough. Now, wouldn't it make sense that, Jonathan, you should have done that weeks ago? But I was not aware of this recurring problem in my business. And what I needed to do was create a solution so that it didn't keep coming up. And this is the point I'm trying to make. You have repeatable problems, challenges, checklists, things in your business, but until you create an awareness and document them, you'll never get them done. And that leads me to point number two, decide. Now, what are we deciding here? Well, once you document, here's the decision you need to make. And it's really in the form of a question. Is this something only I can do? In fact, if you look at, for example, let's say you do a weekly YouTube video and you look at that checklist, I want you to literally put a check mark next to anything that you say yes to. Is this something only I can do? For example, right now I'm recording this. You hearing my voice, and if you're watching the video on YouTube, you can see me. This is something only I can do. Because as part of the brand of Market Your Message, many people expect me to show up to do the videos, to do the podcast. And so that portion is something only I can do. And then the follow-up question to that is, am I passionate about it? Because it's not just about if you're proficient in something, but you also need to be passionate about it. There's things that I'm proficient in, I'm just not passionate about. And because of that, I need to outsource those things. So when you look at your business, I want you to try to narrow it down to three or four things that you're both proficient and passionate in. I first learned this from a mentor of mine, Michael Hyatt, and he has something called the desire zone. And that's what those things are. So for me and my business, I've narrowed it down to three things. These are three things that only I can do that I'm also passionate about. Number one is leadership. I need to be the leader in my business. I've got virtual employees in my business and they expect me to lead them. Not only that, but I need to cast the vision of where our company's going or how we're going to help our clients and our customers. Number two is creating content. That's what I love to do and I feel proficient in, is deciding what content we're going to create. And that content can be in the form of free content. It can be in the form of webinars, preparing for a class for our membership site, preparing for a class for our business coaching members. That is part of what I need to do. And then the third one is delivering that content, showing up on the live stream, showing up for the webinar, showing up for my business coaching clients. Those are the things that only I can do. What that means is the rest can be delegated. And that's our third D in the system, which is delegate. So you first document, then you decide what only you can do, and now everything else is a candidate for delegation. Now, here's an important point that I want you to get about delegation. Do not find a generalist. You want a specialist. And you want a specialist for many reasons. So remember I said earlier, I wish I could clone myself and find 10 mini-me's to go do this thing. The problem with that is you're going to end up with the same problem. They're going to do stuff they're not passionate about, that they're not very proficient in, and you don't want that. What you want instead is to find people who are both proficient and passionate about things that you are not. So for example, one of the first things I began to outsource was finances. I hired a CPA to do my monthly bookkeeping and monthly financial statements. I was neither proficient or passionate in that, but luckily she was. Then as I began to build my business, well, let me back up. I first started delegating by identifying something that I needed to give up, and that was customer service. We were getting people emailing us about, can't log in, I forgot my password, I need help. And so by hiring a specialist in just customer service, I was able to literally get back 5 to 10 hours a week of my time to do the other things that were the things that only I could do in my business, right? Then next, I hired a graphic designer so that I wasn't designing all of the graphics for my blog post and for my courses. And then I started doing that more and more, finding things on the checklist that I could specifically hire other people to do, which eventually, once I got up to about 7 people, I hired an online business manager, someone who is great at managing and the details so that they could manage those 7 people. You see how that process started? It started small and it kept growing. And I want you to be able to do the same. So we have documented, we've decided the things that only we can do. We've done the process of delegating. Now, this is the important part, and this is hard for a lot of online entrepreneurs. Number 4 is to detach. Listen, you are the biggest bottleneck in your business. In fact, that was me. I was the biggest bottleneck. Even if you hire someone to begin doing things in your business, if they're constantly coming back to you for approval, or did I do this right, or what should I do about this, then you haven't successfully delegated because you're still the bottleneck. Everybody's waiting on you. And one of the things I realized in my business was even though I had some people that were doing things for me, they were still coming back to me for approval. I did not effectively give them the authority they needed to go do the job they needed to do. So detach is an important part. That doesn't mean you're completely unaware of what's going on in your business, but what it does mean is you've given and delegated the right amount of authority. So let's do a quick recap of the four things. You want to first document, then decide what is it only you can do. It should be a short list of three or four things. Then you want to delegate and then detach. Now, if you, again, are just trying to figure out, how do I get started? I want to do an online business. I want to blog, podcast. I want to write, speak, or coach for a living. The place to start is right here. It's the marketyourmessage.com/discover blueprint. We call it the Discover Your Message Blueprint, and it'll give you a 10-page guide to get started. All right, did you enjoy that episode? If so, would you take a moment and like, share, or subscribe, or even review our show? And also, what topics would you like for me to cover in future episodes? Let me know. But until then, never forget, your message matters.